In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jeremiah writes, "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter my flock, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch." When called servants of the word, don't stick to their vocational call duties and responsibilities that God in Christ has grace gifted to them. They dig themselves a hole more frequently they can't get out of. They know how to get into trouble, but not out of trouble. And certainly for all of those around them whom they have led astray, find themselves in the same deep, dark hole that they have dug. And so, woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. And so it was with King of Judah, Zedekiah, David's descendant, a dead and decaying branch. He didn't stick to his God-given vocation as king. He was an unfaithful king. As the Lord said, he did evil in the sight of the Lord, says Jeremiah. Many false shepherds, of course, jumped on the same bandwagon that Zedekiah laid out for them to play his game. Unfaithful as he was and all those around him, ultimately scattering the sheep of God's pasture. These false shepherds, well, certainly they wanted to please Zedekiah. They wanted to please the political cronies around him. But in the end, of course, with Nebuchadnezzar, he lost the war. Had his eyes gouged out, was taken captive. His two sons were killed before his eyes. And there he died in Babylon, sightless. Pastors with a Harris Poll mentality. I've been caught up in that myself during the parish days. Pastors with a Harris Poll mentality, a mindset of trying to keep parishioners happy, doing things to keep people happy, being unfaithful to the call to serve, to proclaim the words and promises of Jesus Christ, baptize those saints around him, administer the body and blood of Jesus Christ and the bread and wine for Christians to eat and to drink, as Luther calls this, soothing medicine for body and soul. But as Jeremiah warns Zedekiah and his false shepherds, so it goes to all those called servants of the Lord and Christians serving in various vocations who not only are off and lead astray others and themselves, for God will attend to them on Judgment Day. Yet some pastors and some other Christians, and I've heard this too, where words matter in Christian life matters, they say, don't worry about things. I mean, everybody makes a few mistakes. I mean, surely, the Lord knows no one is perfect. He's not going to hold it against you for compromising the law and the proclamation of the gospel. I mean, let's face it, it's better when you leave a worship service or a gathering of Christians if you feel really happy and you feel good about yourself. That's what's really important in these times of uncertainty. You must feel good. So the end result of all of this is those who stand, take heed lest you fall. Where there is not truth about sin, people believe that there is no need for Emmanuel, Jesus Christ. And where there is soft peddling of the gospel into moralistic overtones, there is no need for the Emmanuel, Jesus Christ, Savior. But thanks be to God, for the days are coming, and they have, for David, a righteous branch. He shall reign as king and deal wisely and shall execute all justice and righteousness in the land. In the days of Judah will be saved and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he is to be called. The Lord is our righteousness. This branch is a new branch that grows from the dead and decaying stump of David's lineage. This is the righteous one, Jesus Christ. The Lord is our righteous, the author and the perfecter of our faith. These words of Jeremiah, they had to be a tremendous comfort to the people at his time, living in captivity, and for all of us today in this world of uncertainty, secular humanism, independence, do your own thing. So the Lord will gather the remnant of his flocks out of the countries and bring them back to their pasture where they be fruitful and multiply. Faithful shepherds will be placed over them who will serve them, care for them, and speak God's word in all of its truth and purity. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous branch of David, was raised up from the wooden cradle to the wooden cross, from the cold, damp tomb, so that we know by faith alone that the Lord is our righteousness and that forgiveness of sins, salvation, and eternal life are ours. Those who neglect and stray away from their vocational responsibilities in Christ serve only themselves and not the righteous branch and his church. But certainly by God's grace and his Spirit, we stick to our God-given vocation as we live our baptized lives in Christ. So when those around us see us and hear us, they see the righteous branch in us. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.